Hello, fellow self-improvers. Just a quick reminder that if you fancy a bit more from the Self-Improvement Project, you can subscribe on Spotify for 99p a month, and you get an extra episode a week and an in-depth workshop episode every month. Enjoy the show. Hello, wonderful, lifelong self-improvers. I hope you are all well. I hope you have had some success this week with whatever it is that you're working towards. I also hope that any challenges that you faced have given you an opportunity to reflect, allow you to see if this is really what you are aiming for, what you want, or maybe it's taking you in a slightly different direction around your goals, around what you want. And if you're like me, quite a deep thinker around or the philosophical side of things, quite a deep thinker around what it is that you really want and what it is that's going to get you there. Now, quite recently, I've been talking a lot about lifestyle, and the more I explore it, research it, read different pieces on it as well, I want to share with you some thoughts and make it more real, make it real life, make it applicable, make it relatable to yourself. And as usual, I don't have the specific answers, but I'm creating a space here for you to think about how it applies to your own life. So, today's episode is all around how our working life influences all the other parts of our life. So this is very much a career, job, work-related episode. So I hope you enjoy it, and let me know what you think. I would love to hear people's experiences around any of these topics have influenced them in a positive or a negative way, and how it's allowed them to look at their own self-improvement from that as well. So I've split it into different topics and categories, and I'll share some of my thoughts with you now. So, like I said, the premise of this has been just through interest, through lifestyle. You can call it lifestyle design if you like, but I think I've been reflecting a little bit recently on perhaps my own story as well as just other stories that I've heard as well. So work is such a big part of our lives. It's a third of our lives. And we blindly follow it without realizing the impact it makes on the rest of our life. And there's so many different facets to life that sometimes we struggle to get the balance right, and sometimes things are a detriment to the other. And I want to think today about how work influences these other things. Now, the first thing that comes to mind for me is health. Health for me is quite a big one when it comes to work. I think it's probably the most relatable one for myself as well. And this is anything from mental health, physical health, just well-being overall, a combination of the two. The main thing that comes to me is the stress of work, whether it's overwhelming, whether it's too much to cope with, and it takes over your health, essentially. The other side of things is the opportunity to be healthy is removed from work as well. Just before I get into that, I think, you know, from a stress point of view, when work is too much, the job that you're taking on, are you ready to fully commit to it? And if not, what is the fallout of that? Personally, I had I've had a few illnesses based on what I believe is stress work, or work stress even. Appendicitis in 2016 after getting probably the highest job I've ever had. But the hours and the intensity of it was clearly too much. The stress of negative and toxic work has definitely had an influence on me before, even if it is just for a few weeks, from that health side of things. And then, again, most recently, I had a hernia where it can be quite debilitating. And that was a few months of managing it. But the stress of work and the intensity after returning from COVID was quite a big thing. So those are just some examples, if you can relate to them. But they're all connotated with work. So that's like the direct influence of health and work on health. The other side of things is that indirect that I was touching on there around removing the opportunities to be healthy. If you work somewhere that is surrounded by really unhealthy food options, and if you aren't disciplined enough to take healthy food options, that is you day in, day out contributing to your health in a negative way. And I'm also a big one on commuting. Commuting is unpleasant at the best of times, but when it's a chore, it can drain your mental health, but it also removes that opportunity to do physical activity as well. Having been on both sides of this game, essentially, being able to be in control of your own commute, choosing to include exercise in that, is such a underrated part of our lives. It's an underrated factor within lifestyle, because there is that element of it being every day. I've been in a position where I've had to get public transport to work first thing in the morning when you're tired and you don't want to be crammed onto public transport. I've commuted from driving an hour each way from work at unsociable times. And I've also walked to work, a 45, 50 minute walk each way. And now I cycle or run to work, which is a few miles each way. But I get choice over that. And if we go back to what the whole element of this is the quality of our lives. What about you? What's your experience? What health benefits can you manipulate for your own commute or just your working life? Obviously, working from home is a big thing, but there's opportunity there as well. And this leads me into my next point or thought around this, and that is location, where we live. And work related to location, again, is more flexible than it's ever been, which is wonderful. But I would question the mental side of things here. I've, again, been on both sides of working from home and working in person, and there's benefits to both, but there's also drawbacks to both as well. And the mental side of things of being located at home for work is perhaps the loneliness side of things, perhaps the lack of interaction, if that's something that you buzz off, the invasion of home space, but also where do you stay? Do you stay somewhere that's busy, the hustle and bustle of town, or do you stay out in the sticks where it's maybe quieter and more peaceful? And also, do you know what you like? Do you like being able to nip out and get a bit of food and a bit of coffee and see the buzz of people milling about? Or would you rather be in the middle of nowhere and not be bothered by anyone and just enjoy nature? Also, there's that element of commute. Are you willing to sacrifice your time to commute when you live somewhere quieter? Or are you willing to put up with the busyness and the buzz of somewhere to have a shorter commute? This is how it all ties in as an interconnected. But I think it's important to think about your mental well-being here. The compromise, the sacrifice. There will always be something, and I think it's important to look at prioritizing your preference, especially before it becomes quite permanent, because otherwise you might turn into a bit of a cynic and desire that other thing, having never known if that's what you really want. And then the last topic I want to share with you is social life. Social life as in when we work and we're dedicated, it obviously is a sacrifice on our social life. We won't get that enjoyment. We'll miss out on things because we're so driven and ambitious. Or are we not committed enough so that we can have a good social life? Is that important to us? Not working weekends. And I think it's important, again, with all of these points, is they're fluid, they're flexible. You can do whatever you want at whatever time to suit you. There might be a time where earlier in your career you want to be more social or you want to be more driven, and then flip it later on. There's an element of your choices will determine your social life. If you're a high flyer and you're work committed and you know that networking is going to be something important to you, then that's going to be your social life. But also if you don't, then work and social life are never going to be connected. The type of job that you do as well will influence when you work. So if you're working weekends or you're working late or you're working early, is this going to impact on your social life and how you want your social life to look? I think it's important to really note down at this stage of your life what your priorities are so that you can highlight what you're trying to achieve at that time and how important social life is to you. For me, it's something that's growing as I get older, the social life side of things. I've definitely been in that position where I'm driven career-wise and it has that impact on it, but I didn't mind at that time. But I think the most important question to ask yourself here is, in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time even, are you going to look back and regret having missed important occasions for your friends and family that it would have been easier to sacrifice work? And that's us today. Work's impact on health, location, and social life. What did you think? How does it impact on you? How does it allow you to reflect? Let me know through the Q&A on Spotify or write to me. I love hearing people's stories. I've shared a little bit more with you guys today around my story, and I intend on doing that a little bit more just as a relatable side of things with the podcast. And as always, my habit this year is to ask you to, if you enjoyed it, please share it with someone that you love, you respect, and someone that you think would benefit from it as well. So as always, guys, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a great week. Cheers. Hey guys, me again. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and if you're not ready for the Becoming Unstuck in 30 Days self-led course quite yet, why don't you try my free ebook I created, 5 Simple Steps to Improve Yourself and Your Life. I made this during the very first lockdown of the pandemic in the early days of the Self-Improvement Project. It's a quick go-to when you're feeling unsure what to work on when improving yourself or your lifestyle. And the great starting point if you're trying to figure out how to live a more fulfilling and simple life. The link for this will be in the show notes for you. Have a good one.